My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are daft for Donald, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice, the fan who's thinking about or planning your first ever trip to Walt Disney World and you thought that Galaxy's Edge was the last piece of a bar of chocolate. Well, then this really is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories and their magical times. And this week, Tash tells me what her daughter did that she got really jealous about.
Because I think they're missing a ticket there by not letting adults do it as well, because I would have 110% been sat in a chair beside her getting it done as well.
Also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting the latest news from the parks. We've got a Disney Plus update and everything you need to know to have the most magical time. And make sure you keep in touch with us Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Each podcast, I'll be answering your Walt Disney World questions when it comes to planning or booking or just general Walt Disney World information. Tim, we're looking at going for a very big birthday next year. We've always fancied staying at the Polynesian Villas, the ones you see when you're on the ferry. However, when we've gone to have a look, we can't book anything for Polynesian. What's going on? I think we mentioned this about a month ago on the podcast. The Polynesian's going to have a bit of a refurb. So between now and the end of next summer, you won't be able to book into the Polynesian Hotel at all. However, part of the Polynesian is a DVC resort and DVC guests can still stay in Polynesian. And in fact, if you want to stay in one of those villas, I think they're actually called bungalows. They are the ones that you see out on the water. They look amazing. I've seen videos of inside. I've never been in one, but they look brilliant. If you want to book in there, you need to be a DVC member to get in there. And you can rent out DVC points. There are a couple of companies that will rent out DVC points, so they will book it for you. And you know what? It's a little bit cheaper. I'm not saying it's a bargain. I'm not saying it's going to be cheap to stay there. But I think if you've got a big birthday coming up or something like that, I think it'd be great to stay there. And you can order food in from Ohana. They'll bring you over there. I think it's called the Midnight Feast. You can have that and sit out on the decking there, maybe watch the fireworks going off from the Magic Kingdom if they're back. And then pipe the music in as well so you can hear the fireworks, and then the electrical parade will go past. The electrical water pageant goes past as well. So what a great way to spend a big birthday. But rent out DVC points. That's probably the best way to look at it if you're looking and considering booking to stay at Polynesian, especially out in those bungalows that are out in the water. Any questions, send them over. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical is where we are. Same place to go to be a podcast guest like Tash. So what is it that you love about Walt Disney World, Tash?
It's just walking in. When you walk in and you can smell everything, all the lovely food, everybody's running around, you can act like a child for a couple of weeks and you can't see anything of the outside world.
Yeah, you do. As soon as you get on that ferry or the monorail, whichever is your choice, especially Magic Kingdom, you're just locked in, aren't you?
Definitely. You can't see anything. I recently watched the engineering story on Disney Plus and it's so clever how they do it, and you can see how much they've planned. You can't see the outside world at all. You can just switch off and have the best fun.
Oh, do you know what? I might rewatch the Imagineering story. I binged that when Disney Plus came on. I was like, I need to watch it. I've got to watch that again.
It's brilliant. It's so clever. And I finally got to see the elusive under the floor tunnels that they all talk about, where they're all wandering around and, you know, they all pop up at the right bit.
Let me tell you, Tash, I've been down there myself.
Have you? Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yes, did the Keys to the Kingdom tour. And it's not what you expect. It's really strange. And I think they were playing Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
When we got down there. Yeah, so we did the tour, and then there was like this door. You know where when you've seen Mickey's PhilharMagic?
Yes.
So when you've seen PhilharMagic and you come into the gift shop, they took us through the door in the gift shop, and like you go through this door and then you go down these stairs and that takes you into the utilidors underneath.
That's amazing.
And it was just like, it's like some sort of 1980s breeze block underground with people just going around the normal life. The radio's on, Kelly Clarkson was on. When was the first time you went?
First time I went, I was 27, went on my honeymoon. My best friend when I was little went to Disney and I was obsessed with going ever since. So when we were discussing where we were going to go for our honeymoon, Disney World was the only choice, and that's where we went.
So how many years did you want to go there? If you say your best friend went, how many years were you hanging on?
20 years. She went we were seven, and I looked at all the pictures, and she had the old Donald Duck flat cap hats on. Do you remember with the plastic beak?
Yeah. I think I had one.
And I just was obsessed. I've always been Disney obsessed. And it was just, that's just all I could think of. That's all I want to do. That's where I want to go. I've got to get there someday. And we went for our honeymoon. There was never, my husband's a big Disney nut as well. So he was more than happy. He'd been once before as a teenager. Right. And that was it. Booked it. Got it done.
So he was easily swayed. He's like, Disney, yeah, I'm up for that.
Oh, yeah, he's an absolute Disney nut as well. I couldn't marry somebody that wasn't.
Exactly. People who don't like Disney, they're a bit weird.
Exactly, that'd be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, they say we're a bit weird, but I think they're the weird ones. So tell me about that first trip. Where did you stay? What did you do?
We've never stayed on site. We've always stayed off site in Kissimmee, however you pronounce it. The first time we stayed in Kissimmee, and my husband got video of me as we turned the corner onto Main Street, and I got the first sight of the castle at the end of Main Street, and there were lots of happy tears. It was ridiculous. Wow. I could have burst.
When you say he's got the video, did you have one of those old, big old camcorder things?
It was one of the old handheld cameras. I'm not that old. It wasn't a camcorder. it was one of the old cameras, not on your phone. This was before camera phones. And he was just filming me because he knew it was going to be that reaction. So he was ready to go. And it looks like I'm about to burst. And then I just burst into tears. I was so happy.
When was the last time you watched that video?
Oh, gosh, that's quite a while ago. I was thinking that just as I was saying. It's been a while since I've watched it.
Yeah.
I need to get it out now.
How many times have you been since then?
Well, we were supposed to go this year. And that would have been our seventh time of going.
Right.
We went three times on our own, and it would have been the fourth time we took our daughter.
You just got the one daughter?
We have got the one daughter, yes, we have. And that was what the thing I said on our honeymoon. I said, when we have a child, I'm going to take them to Disneyland when they're little, when they're supposed to do it. And that's what we did. We took her for her fourth birthday.
And does she still remember it? Does she remember going there the first time?
She says she does, but she doesn't. I don't think she does. I don't think she does at all. But she remembers glimpses of it. We booked her into the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, and she does remember that.
I always say this when people say, they're 4 years old, they won't remember it. The thing is that you'll remember it.
Exactly.
You'll remember her first time.
Exactly. It's as much for the parents. If you're a Disney fanatic, then it's any excuse to go, isn't it? If you've got a child with you, that's just an even better excuse to go. And I will never forget it. I will never forget that trip. The whole of the trip was amazing. She was beside herself. We were in the middle of the Frozen epidemic at the time, the first one. She was Frozen and Elsa mad. So to see her dressed up as Elsa, meeting Anna and Elsa, was the best thing.
Would you say that's your all-time favourite Walt Disney World memory?
That is. That whole day is my all-time favourite Walt Disney World memory. That's one tip. We didn't book the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique early enough, so we didn't get it in the castle, unfortunately. But we did go to World of Disney at Disney Springs.
Yeah.
And they were just amazing. So if anybody can get their child booked in there, it's just the most amazing experience from start to finish, with their fairy godmother in training. They look after them. We had a little photo shoot afterwards. And then, of course, she got her birthday badge that she got for free. And all the staff, every time they saw her, they're saying, "Happy birthday, princess." And she thought she was a real princess.
She is. That's what Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique is
exactly
the princess makeover.
Right. And we went for a character lunch. And she, you know, that's a good thing as well. It's sort of, if you can do a character lunch, that kind of cuts out some queues. You can get to have real one-on-one time with the characters.
Yeah. Which one did you do?
We did the one, I can never pronounce the restaurant's name. It's the restaurant in Epcot.
Yeah, I can never pronounce it either, but I know which one you mean.
No, so we had to rush and get the monorail from Disney Springs all the way over to Epcot to try and make it in time for our lunch.
Yeah.
And then we queued up for an hour and a half to meet Anna and Elsa, and she had the most amazing birthday.
Oh, fantastic. I guess if you've done Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and she's had the proper princess makeover, you do want to do like the princess character dine-in and all the character meets, where you can get all those photographs, I suppose.
100%. 100%. It's not cheap, but it's so worth the experience. If you've got a little girl that's absolutely princess crazy, you won't, you know, it would be magical. To see her face, because they don't see what they're going to look like until they're turned around at the very end. And I've got that moment on video with her little face lighting up when she saw herself princess. It's amazing.
So what do you do while she's having the makeover? How long does it last? Do you just sit and watch?
You can sit there and watch it. It lasted about and it was about 45 minutes to an hour. You pick out your costume and then they do the magic spell in the changing room, and all of a sudden your costume appears, and then they guide you, and it takes about an hour to 45 minutes to do.
Oh, but Tash, I want to do this for myself. It sounds brilliant.
I've always said this. I think they're missing a ticket there by not letting adults do it as well, because I would have 110% been sat in a chair beside her getting it done as well.
Yeah, totally. Forget Gokwan.
Exactly. It's amazing. Really good. Really good experience.
Well, actually, pick your brains as you've got a little girl on how you organise when you go to Walt Disney World. So we'll be back in a moment. Tash is this week's podcast guest. Let's get a Disney news update. I thought we should have a look at Disney Plus this week, because we haven't mentioned Disney Plus for quite a while in the podcast. And I thought, as things have started to change at Walt Disney World, all that Halloween stuff came in a few weeks ago, and, you know, we're really missing it. So what can we be watching on Disney Plus to scratch those itches? Well, if it comes to Halloween, there's loads of stuff on there that will tick the Halloween box. In fact, they've got a whole Halloween section on Disney Plus. So there's some films on there like Hocus Pocus. Of course, they used to have the stage show, didn't they, outside the castle, if you went to one of Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So Hocus Pocus, the Haunted Mansion film with Eddie Murphy, is dreadful, but if you fancy a laugh, it's on there. Nightmare Before Christmas as well, if you're missing waving at Jack Skellington. I notice he's got his float throughout the day at Magic Kingdom. So there's loads of Halloween films you can watch if you're missing Halloween over at Disney this month, being October. If you're missing going to Animal Kingdom, a couple of weeks ago, that brand new Disney Plus series started called The Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom, which takes you behind the scenes, not just of Animal Kingdom theme park, but also to behind the scenes of Animal Kingdom Lodge, have a look after the animals there. And of course, Nemo and Friends at Epcot. So there's loads of stuff that will take you behind the scenes of Animal Kingdom and Epcot, if you want to watch that. And also as well, they're still doing the One Day at Disney minis as well. If you haven't seen that for a while, I totally forgot about that. And then I realised I've got about 15 episodes to catch up on. So that's a really good behind-the-scenes thing as well. If you want to go behind the scenes at Magic Kingdom and everywhere, just have a look at One Day at Disney. Some new stuff that's going to be coming soon if you're missing Hollywood Studios and Star Wars. Obviously, at the end of this month, Mandalorian Season 2, Baby Yoda is back on the 30th of October. Brand new series of that starts at the end of this month. And Mickey Mouse is getting his own series on Disney Plus as well. It's about time. If you're missing our pal Mickey, a brand new series of Mickey Shorts will start every week. There'll be one a week every week. The first one will be the 18th of November, which is, of course, Mickey's birthday. Loads of stuff going on Disney Plus. If you've got any recommendations, give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical is where we are. Also, the place to go if you'd like to be a podcast guest like Tash, who's on this week. We've been talking about having your Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique makeover because you've got a little girl. So when it comes to organising the times to go when you've got a little one, is there a certain time you have to go in school holidays, like August or anything?
We've been throughout the year. We tried the last time we went in May, and that was a good time because the weather's not too hot, not too cold. When we went in for her birthday, that was September, because that was before she was at school. And that was quite rainy in the afternoons, but it cleared up quite quickly. So the last time and this time, because she's at school, it will be in August. But towards the end of August, where the crowds are a lot less, flights are a bit cheaper, rather than slap bang in the middle of peak time.
Bit warm though, isn't it?
It's very warm. If you can stand the heat, then I would suggest the end of August, but it's not for everybody.
So have you rebooked now to go next year at the end of August?
We have, yes. Yes, we're going last 2 weeks of August, which I know will be hot. I've learnt some lessons from the last time we went when it was that hot. So we'll be fully prepared this time to tackle the heat. But the queues and the crowds are quite empty. So it is a good time to go if you can bear the heat.
So what are your preparations to cope with humid Florida weather? Because like you say, the hottest, most humid time of year to go is August. So what,
I mean,
what
do you do? It's tough, isn't it? It is tough. You're going to be hot no matter what you try and do. But I always buy one of those fans that they've got there, you know, where it sprays the water out at you.
Yeah.
I buy those aerosol cans of cooling spray as well that you can get in Boots or Superdrug. They're a lifesaver. And we always make sure we've got, you know, where they've got the bottled water in the ice buckets, we always make sure we pick up a bottle from there as well.
Yeah. Keep hydrated.
Keep hydrated. Keep hydrated. Get as much shade as you possibly can and make the most of all that aircon in all the different shops.
And ice cream.
And, well, any excuse for the ice cream. A Mickey Mouse ice cream or one of their lemon sorbets always sorts you out.
Yeah, Dole Whip.
Yeah, or a Dole Whip as well.
Tash, let's talk about some of your favourite Walt Disney World things. You've been a few times, so have you got a favourite attraction?
I really love the Parade of Lights in the evening. It's just a bit of a different vibe to the fireworks. And during the day, I really enjoyed it. We've only done it once, and we used it as one of our fast passes so we could get near the front.
Spectro Magic.
Yes.
Or what was the other one called?
Peach Dragon there. And
the Main Street Electrical Parade.
That's the one.
I couldn't think what it was called.
That wasn't very good, was it? Yeah. I'm forgetting.
Because obviously they don't do that at the minute, but hopefully for the 50th. I think there were plans to bring one in for the 50th, so fingers crossed they've got the money for that.
But that was brilliant. Quite underrated. A lot of people don't go to it, but we really, really enjoyed it.
The nighttime parades.
Yes.
And you say that you don't like to stay on site.
Kissimmee is the place to go. Basically, if your budget's not massive, then Kissimmee is a great place to go because it's slightly, slightly cheaper.
Yeah.
You've got nice, we always stay in a condo, so we've got a pool in the back garden to go and cool down in. You've got all the restaurants, all the supermarkets a stone throw away from you. I would love to stay on site. I'm going to do it one time, but we haven't done it yet. But I really like Kissimmee. We always stay sort of towards Old Town End.
And do you hire a car or do you get taxis and stuff?
We hire a car. We get the car from there. And that's also a good thing because it's got air conditioning. So at the end of the day, when you're boiling hot and sweaty, it's always great to get in the car with the aircon at the end of the day.
Oh yeah. And do you book everything together, like hotel, flight, tickets, car, or do you do everything separately?
No, I do everything together. Together. I've not been brave enough to do it separately yet. I know a lot of people do, but I've not been brave enough to do it myself yet. I always get a package deal.
Yeah, I think especially this year with everything being cancelled, I think it is just safer if everything's under one umbrella. You've got to wait months for a refund sometimes, but everything's kind of like safe.
That's it. And I was going to do it separately this year. I just didn't feel confident about doing it. And, in hindsight now with everything that's happened, I'm glad I didn't do it separately because I think that would have been a lot more difficult to get refunds.
Let's talk about food. Have you got a favourite restaurant?
Well, it's a throw between... I love Raglan Road in Disney Springs. That's one of my favourites, just for the experience as well. I'm half Irish, so I really wanted to go there and have a taste of the food, see if it matched up with what I was brought up on.
And they had the live music as well, don't they?
Yeah, it's fantastic. They have live bands, so if you like live music, it's a good place to go. And they have the dancers as well. And throughout the meal, they get up on podiums in between the table and do some Irish dancing. And also, my daughter got taken up on stage with the dancers and they taught her to Irish dance, and she performed in front of everybody.
Did she do Irish dancing?
She did a little bit. So she felt that she was, the next Michael Flatley, so she was more than happy to go up there and join in, and she loved it. They got a handful of kids up there, just showed them how to do the basics and had a whale of a time. Good atmosphere if you're in that neck of the woods.
Couple of Guinnesses.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's all good. What is your one Disney must do? Right, your trip's not complete unless you have...
Well, that's a tough one because I feel everything's a must do. But I have to go on the Rock and Roller Coaster ride.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like my trip's complete if I haven't been on that at least three times. It's my absolute favourite. I love everything about it. I love roller coasters. I love Aerosmith. So it has to be done.
Was there anything you would say would be a guilty pleasure? It's like stuff you love doing, but you don't like really telling people about.
Not really, because I think most people, if they love Disney, I don't think anything in there's, if you love Disney, everything's great, isn't it? So I'm quite happy to tell everybody what I get up to in Disney. Love watching the parade, dancing around, and not really caring what anyone thinks, really.
Oh, it's you, is it?
It's me. That's me.
So since the first time you went, is there anything that they no longer have that you really miss?
Yes, it was the last time we went. I didn't realise it had gone. It was in Hollywood Studios, and it was the movie tour ride, where it looked like the Chinese theatre in Hollywood.
Yes.
And they used to have actors in there, and that you would have go through all the ages of the movies. I just, for some reason, absolutely used to love that ride, and that was always my go-to.
Yeah.
And then when we turned up the last time we went and it was gone, I was heartbroken.
It's Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Train now.
Is that what's there in its place?
Yeah, that's what's there instead. Yeah.
Well, I think I'll survive then if that's there in its place.
Yeah, we love Mickey Mouse. Do you like to do anything outside Disney? Have you explored anywhere else in Orlando?
Obviously we go to Universal's.
Yeah.
But we haven't really. What we were planning to do this year before it got cancelled, we were planning to go to NASA and go and have a look over there because everybody that we know that's gone has really enjoyed it there. And my husband's a great space nut, so we were going to try and do that. So we're just going to move it to next year instead.
Yeah, that's definitely worth a trip out. It's a couple of hours from Orlando, but it's definitely worth the day trip.
Mm.
Or you could always if you're going on one of the cruises, it's like pretty much next door to where the Disney cruises come from as well.
Yeah, that's one on my bucket list to do a Disney cruise.
Fingers crossed for next year. Surely within this time next year, you'll be back from an amazing trip. Surely.
Surely. I mean, I'm positive. I'm thinking positive about this. I was still feeling positive up until about 2 weeks before our holiday this year. So
right.
I'm definitely positive about next year.
It's got to be. Well, have the most amazing time.
Thank you.
Lovely talking to you. And
you.
Have a magical day.
Thank you, you too.
Don't forget, we've got a brand new podcast every other Friday. And if you want to be on the podcast as a guest, you just love talking about Walt Disney World. It's your specialist subject. If we're going on Mastermind and they ask you what your specialist subject is, it'll be Walt Disney World. Then join me on the podcast. Let's talk about your specialist subject. Just give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical is where we are. Andy's top tip of the week this week is a park that not a lot of people have mentioned on the podcast. I think in over like a year and a half we've been doing this podcast, I don't even know that it has been mentioned, but would you consider going to Legoland? There is a Legoland in Orlando. It is perfect for little kids. So if you're spending time at Magic Kingdom, that's going to be the bulk of your holiday, and you think, well, we don't really want to be doing places like Universal Islands of Adventure because the rides are too big, consider going to Legoland. I wouldn't, and this has gone from people I've spoken to who've been, I wouldn't actually book before I go. Don't pay at the gate for Legoland, but you can pick up quite a lot of vouchers, especially in places like International Drive and in Kissimmee. Some of the restaurants there, you know, they have the books of vouchers when you go in. You'll get half price vouchers or child goes free with an adult. And I think apparently somebody got one from McDonald's as well. The McDonald's till receipt had a voucher on it for Legoland. So there's something worth going to. Maybe if you've got little kids, consider Legoland in Orlando. Another theme park to add onto your list when you're theme park hopping. If you've got, of course, any top tips, let me know. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical is where we are. We'll be back with a brand new podcast in 2 weeks. Make sure you subscribe, then you don't miss it. And until then, please stand clear of the doors.